Hi, I'm Maria Nagaga. In this video, I'm going to show you how to get started with Visual Studio Community 2015. We're going to go through the installation process, how to customize Visual Studio, and how to launch your very first project. So let's go ahead and get started. Now that you've downloaded the Visual Studio installer, you can double-click on it and start initializing the setup. It shows you the location where the Visual Studio IDE is going to be installed and the different types of installs available. Let's explore the custom install since default is pre-selected. Custom shows you a bunch of features that you can include in your install. But for now, let's start with the default install option and click Next. Installing Visual Studio might take a while, so feel free to pause this video in the meantime. Once your computer has restarted, you can now launch the Visual Studio IDE for the very first time. I'm going to do this by typing Visual Studio into my search menu. Now Visual Studio is getting ready. I'm going to sign in with my Outlook account, and once you've signed in, you'll be presented with your full name, your contact email, your region, and the option to create a team service site. I'm not going to do that right now, so let's go ahead and click Continue. In Visual Studio, you can start customizing your IDE from the get-go. Let's start with the default theme because I'm going to show you how to change this later on. Go ahead and click Start Visual Studio. Let's talk about the layout of Visual Studio. You have the startup page made up of how to start a project. By starting a new project, opening an existing one, or opening one from source control. We'll be having a look at that in a future video. In the middle of the page, we have the Discover Visual Studio Community resources. This consists of a bunch of resources that could help you get started. At the bottom of the page, we have the output window, and to the right, we have the Solution Explorer. In the top right corner, you have the notification icon, the send feedback icon, and the quick launch search box. Notification provides you with any extension or product updates. Feedback is a great way to let us know how we're doing. And quick launch is a fast way to access menus and features in Visual Studio. Let's get the quick launch a try by changing the theme. I'm going to type in theme, and quick launch will provide me with a couple of options. I'm going to select environment general. I'm going to select the dark theme, and I'm going to click OK. And now we've changed the theme. Now that we've customized the theme, let's look into creating a new project. There are a couple of ways you can do this in Visual Studio. One of the ways is using Quick Launch by typing File New, and I would click Project. I could also go back to the Start page and select a new project. Or I could go to the File menu and click New Project and select one of these templates. I'm going to select Web, then I will select an ASP.NET web application. I'll call it My First Web App. You might notice a tiny caution icon. This just means I don't have an Azure subscription associated with this email. It's the same email you used to sign into Visual Studio. Click OK and then select an empty template and click OK again. We've created our very first Visual Studio project. Thank you so much for installing Visual Studio, and I hope you continue watching the Getting Started with Visual Studio videos.